Back in May, the Bills announced fans arriving at the stadium this season by bus or limo will no longer be allowed to tailgate near their vehicles. Instead, they'll have to cook and drink in a new, more controlled area in the bus and parking lot called the Tailgate Village. Now, days out from Sunday's home opener, the Bills and their fans will see what that village actually looks like and whether it has any impact on behavior.
We just want to make it fun and safe for all those that come to New Era Field, and hopefully this program will help with that.
Bills Vice President of Operations and Guest Experience, Andy Major, says the team will provide tents, chairs, and tables, and even help fans set it up. There'll also be live music and appearances by the team drum corps and some former players. Entry is about $15 a person, as it's $300 for vehicles carrying up to 20 people and $900 for vehicles carrying up to 60 people. The permits must be purchased ahead of time. The number of bus and limo parking permits sold is down from last season. Major says the Bills expected that. That can mean more buses and limos will instead choose to park in tailgate in private lots around the stadium and in Orchard Park. Major says the Bills and local police recently met with private lot owners to discuss safety and answer their questions.
We don't want the issues to be leaving our lots and just happening in other lots. Nobody wants that. We just want fans to have a great time, to tailgate responsibly, and be safe.
Unruly fan behavior at Bills games like excessive drinking and table slamming has attracted national attention in recent years, but Major claims incidents at the stadium have decreased, from 30 arrests and 140 ejections a game about 10 years ago to only 3 arrests and 45 ejections a game last season.
We're not perfect. We know that. We know that there's fans that are still going to be, a small minority of fans will be irresponsible, drink too much, maybe do dumb things. There's only a few knuckleheads out there that can make it bad for the whole fan base. So the numbers are the numbers. You know, we hope they get better and continue to get better, but we definitely have made some strides.
Erie County Sheriff Timothy Howard says there'll be approximately 300 law enforcement members and another 300 private security personnel at the game. His advice for fans includes having a designated meetup spot with their friends and designating a sober driver.
So drink responsibly, on best behavior, and let's keep this pleasant for everyone.
Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.